China. China knows what they're doing, folks. China has nailed the Democratic Party, literally. China has figured out a way to infiltrate with hot Chinese women to get in the pants of elected officials, including one of the biggest Russian hoaxers, Congressman Swalwell from California. Congressman Swalwell has been out there pushing the Russian hoax, saying that Donald Trump was an agent of Russia while he was already compromised by the Chinese, and the FBI had already sat down with him and said, hey, the girl you're having sex with, she's a Chinese spy, and she has compromising information on you, and she's been spying on you now for years. Not only was he hooking up, sleeping with the enemy, literally, she was also placing interns and different staffers on his campaign and in his office. This has all come out, and the media is not covering it. Don't worry, Swalwell's got a good explanation for this. He says this is just a slander campaign against him because he has been telling the truth about Donald Trump. That's his actual response. Now, on Fox News Channel, Laura Ingraham had an interesting opening to say about Swalwell, about what he has done, who he is, and why this is such a big deal. Now, this also comes, let me remind you, Dianne Feinstein for decades was compromised by China because her assistant and driver was recording everything and giving it to the Chinese that she would talk about around him and in the car when she was driving him around. Not a big issue in the media, of course, because it was a Democrat, so we'll just make it go away and minimize the story even getting out. That's exactly what's happening now with Swalwell, a guy that also sits on the Intelligence Committee. The guy who's on the Intelligence Committee with top secret information has been compromised by the Chinese. And the Democrats knew it, and they didn't take him off the committee. Many are now arguing he shouldn't even be in Congress. Take a listen to this.
The revelations about China's attempts to manipulate Congressman Eric Swalwell are particularly eye-opening given his stance as a prominent Russia hoaxer.
I saw collusion, you know, from the very beginning when, you know, they were so eager to work with the Russians.
You believe that President Trump still is an agent of Russia. What do you mean by that?
He acts on their behalf.
By the way, what you're hearing right now from Swalwell is in 2016, 2017, 2018. This is after he knew he had been used by China, that he had been spied on by sleeping with the enemy. And yet this is what the guy is out there saying. After the fact, oh, I know collusion. I can tell there's collusion. Well, maybe he does because he knows what it's like to collude with in bed with a Russian or with the Chinese.
Our country has seen just a influx of Russians into our political bloodstream. And that's something that did not exist until Donald Trump came on the scene.
Those defamatory, slanderous, idiotic comments alone should disqualify him from sitting in the House Intel Committee. But now we know he's actually susceptible to Chinese manipulation. So is it time to boot him off that committee? And again, consider a law that says if you've profited off of or been manipulated by the Chinese government, how can you ever work in elected office again or for the government? Joining me now is
And the point that Laura Ingraham is making there is one that is, she's absolutely right. How does this guy even serve in Congress? You would assume if they had a sexual relationship for years, that there's probably some compromising, I would assume, video, conversations, pictures, something that the Chinese can still to this day hold over him. Why do you think this guy's been supporting China so much over the last several years while saying, look at Russia, look at Donald Trump, look at collusion? Imagine if this was a Republican that had been sleeping with the enemy on the Intelligence Committee. The Democrats and the media would be demanding, and the Republicans, I'm sure, would do it. Because they know it's the right thing to do. They would say, hey, you can't be on this committee anymore. You can't be around all this intelligence information. Sorry, it's just something you can't do. Now, Swalwell is refusing to discuss his relationship with his Chinese spy who had affairs also with two other mayors, we've now learned. This chick was getting around, folks, all in the name of China. So I guess it's okay. She knew what she was doing. The mayor of a town in Ohio hooked up with this Chinese spy in the back of a car. She wasn't just infiltrating his bedroom and his office and his reelection campaigns. No, she was hooking up with the mayors in the back of their cars. This Chinese operative, Christine Feng, sought to gain close access to high-ranking California politicians. at the direction of China's internal spy agency, the Ministry of State Security. This went on for 4+ years. Fang, this woman, not only raised money for California Representative Eric Swalwell, she also was able to plant interns in his office. She was also caught on FBI electronic surveillance having a sexual encounter with an unnamed Ohio mayor in his car. What do you bet it's a Democrat? That's why we don't know the guy's name. If it was Republican, trust me, they would have leaked this out. We now know the FBI captured Fang's sexual encounter with the Ohio mayor because the two hooked up in a car under electronic FBI surveillance. The same official told the publication that when the mayor asked Fang why she liked him, she said that she wanted to, quote, improve her English. I'll let you decide how many puns you want to add to that sentence. Now, let's go back to something else. Tucker Carlson really laid into Representative Swalwell for accusing President Trump of being an agent of Russia after having a relationship with an actual Chinese spy. Quote, it's always those who have the most to hide who attack other people for the very things that they have actually done. And this guy's out there grandstanding on this issue while he knows that he's already been compromised by China. Think about how psychotic this guy is, and he's on the Intelligence Committee. Or maybe he's just acting on behalf of China right now with everything he's doing to attack Donald Trump. You can decide.
Here he is at a hearing with Jim Comey back in 2017.
I want to talk about the Kremlin playbook. And there are a number of ways that a foreign adversary could seek to influence a person. Do you agree with that?
Yes.
Financial?
Yes, that can be one.
Romance, you said, is another?
Yes.
Compromise?
Correct.
Setting up a compromise?
Sure, to execute on a compromise, yes.
How about inadvertently capturing a compromise? Meaning they have vast surveillance and you stumble into that surveillance and are caught in a compromise.
And then they take that information and try and use it to coerce you?
Right.
Yeah, that's part of the playbook.
Everything that Swalwell just talked about right there is exactly what he had done with the Chinese. So this guy is an expert on compromising, there's no doubt. The problem is no one is saying, why is this guy still in Congress? Who is he actually voting on behalf of? Is it on behalf of the Chinese who have compromised him? How is this guy getting top secret briefings and information on the Intelligence Committee? And by the way, maybe he didn't know. Maybe he just thought this chick was hot and he just wanted to sleep with her, right? Still, the damage has been done. You don't get classified briefings afterwards. Maybe it was an accident. Maybe you truly were in love with her. It doesn't matter. She was a spy. She has information on you. And the United States government, there's no way that you can sit on the Intelligence Committee after that happens, even if you didn't know who she was. But first, if you want to help the people in Georgia with what's going on there with the Senate election, then you need to join AMAC, the number one conservative organization in the country, for free right now. I'm going to give you a free membership because it's important that we now stand with the people of Georgia and that we fight to make sure that they have a free and fair election. Whatever happens in Georgia is what's going to happen with the country. What's going to happen in Georgia is going to decide the fate of an unbelievable amount of legislation. If they're able to win in Georgia, it is over. The Democrats control the House, the Senate, and the White House. So if you are ready to get in on all this action and to fight back and to stand with other conservatives to protect the Senate, join the number one conservative organization in the country right now. It is called AMAC. For free. That's right, for free. Call them. Use my name, Ben, when you call them. Or you can go online to benfreeonline.com. That's benfreeonline.com. www.benfreeonline.com. You can get your free membership to the number one conservative organization in the country, benfreeonline.com. That's benfreeonline.com. Come and join the number one conservative organization in the country. All right, so I want to get back to laying out who Swalwell is and how compromised he could be. Tucker Carlson gave a little bit of the history of this guy, where he came from, when he got compromised. Who knew about it? Apparently Nancy Pelosi, from what we understand, knew about him being compromised, and she still kept him on the Intelligence Committee with the top secret briefings. Same guy that I just played for you that described a moment ago how you can be compromised and what that means. Obviously, all in this to attack Donald Trump and to try to impeach him, because he said, even in a statement last night, in response to this Axios expose on him, that I am proud to have fought twice to impeach Donald Trump. And they're just trying to come after me because I was trying to impeach Donald Trump. That's all it was. They're mad at me because I impeached Donald Trump, worked to impeach Donald Trump, and now they're trying to slander me, and there's no story here. Take a listen.
Doggedly spent the last year investigating what turned out to be an amazing story. A Chinese intelligence agent called Feng Feng, or as she renamed herself when she came to this country, Christine Feng, became a force within the Democratic Party of California. Along the way, she cultivated a number of Democratic office holders. Feng had sexual relationships with at least two of them, identified in the Axios story as mayors from Midwestern cities. Feng also began a relationship with a man called Eric Swalwell. You may recognize that name. Eric Swalwell is a member of the United States Congress. Swalwell sits on the House Intelligence Committee. He is privy to this country's most closely held secrets. Feng's relationship with Swalwell began in 2012. Like so many Chinese spies, Feng used college as her cover. She enrolled as a student at a university in the Bay Area, and she immediately joined a number of left-wing identity politics organizations on campus. From there, she quite naturally began raising money for Democratic candidates. U.S. intelligence officials believe that Feng had a sexual relationship with Eric Swalwell. We asked Swalwell's office about that directly today. His staff replied by saying they couldn't comment on whether or not Swalwell had a sexual relationship with Feng because that information might be, quote, classified. They did not elaborate or explain what they meant by that. We do know that when Feng met Swalwell, he was a little-known city councilman in the Bay Area, but he had grand political aspirations. Feng became his regular companion. She was photographed with Swalwell at political events several times. She became a financial bundler for his political campaigns. Feng apparently pulled in large amounts of money from a variety of sources to help Eric Swalwell get elected to Congress.
Now, I want you to think about right there, just at this point in the story that Tucker is describing to you. This is before he even became a congressman. This is what she's doing. The FBI had to come to him in 2015 and tell him, hey, dude, just so you know, who you're hooking up with is a Russian, is a Chinese spy, and you're compromised. Whether he knew it or not, I don't know. I don't care. What I do know is that that is the exact moment when you should stop getting access to classified information. He may have genuinely been duped. He may have just said, man, she was so hot. I liked her. We were dating. She was bundling money for me. She was bringing in high donors. Many of them, I would assume, were Russian spies because she's bringing me all of this cash. I'm meeting with her and her friends, and I'm getting them to write me checks for my campaigns. How many other people were spying on behalf of China that we don't even know about, where she's just the one that got him into bed and then said, here's a bunch of money, and here are all my friends, and I'm going to raise you money? We have no idea where this ends. What we do know is the FBI came in and told him this, and Nancy Pelosi, I'm sure, knew this, and now yet he's still getting classified information. And oh, by the way, he has a weird affinity for defending China all the time on record on TV. Here's a little bit more.
It's not entirely clear where all of that money came from. We do know that Feng helped Swalwell secure the support of his district's Asian American community. Political analysts have called that a critical factor in his win in 2012. That's not a new trick for Chinese intelligence services. Another Democrat from the state of California, the state's senior Democrat, Senator Dianne Feinstein, employed a Chinese spy in her office for nearly 20 years. That spy drove Feinstein around and directly assisted her in outreach to Asian American voters. Like the spy that Feinstein hired, Feng gained access to Eric Swalwell's office in Washington. U.S. officials say Feng managed to install an intern in Swalwell's office, almost certainly as a spy for the Chinese government. Now, we don't
know. Now, let's just analyze that. So now we know that we've got spies in Congress who have access to you and other information of the U.S. government. You're sleeping with a spy. You're on the House Intelligence Committee. You're getting top-tier briefings, and the woman who you're going home to laying in your bed is a spy. And you still are on the committee, and nobody in the media releases pre-election? Nobody put this information out there of the extent of the Chinese spy and the U.S. infiltration of Swalwell and other Democrats? While this guy's out there grandstanding saying that Donald Trump is an agent of Russia and is moving to impeach? Moving to impeach. You want to know who's covering this morning? Not MSNBC, not CNN, not NBC, ABC, CBS. No, none of them are. Not the Associated Press, not the New York Times, LA Times, USA Today. It's nowhere to be found because it's a Democrat that was compromised. If it was a Republican, they would be demanding that he be fired. They'd be in the front of every Republican saying, how can you let this guy continue to serve? He's been compromised. He was sleeping with a Chinese individual. They'd be doing exactly, in fact, what Swalwell did for the last 4 years on TV, as he said that Donald Trump was an agent of Russia. Except the only real agent in any of this may have been Swalwell himself.
I don't know the full extent of Feng's intelligence activities in this country. Eventually, she fled the U.S. for China while under FBI investigation. Swalwell claims he hasn't talked to her in years. We do know that in Eric Swalwell, the Chinese government picked a promising vehicle. Swalwell is one of the most high-profile members of Congress. Last year, he ran for president of the United States.
Let's just stop right there for a second. I want you to think about the narcissism of a guy running for president of the United States of America who has already been compromised by the Chinese, who's been duped by the Chinese, who's been spied on by the Chinese, who's slept literally with the enemy. And I want you to actually think about that. He ran for president. No Republican could run for president if they'd slept with a Chinese spy. It just wouldn't happen. Not only did he run for president, but this information while he's running for president never came out. How does this information not come out? How long has the media been protecting not only Swalwell, but I would argue Chinese spies, right? I mean, these are Chinese spies, folks. That's what this is, Chinese spies. The media, you know, I am sure of it, had to know this was going on when this guy announced he's running for president of the United States of America. And no one reported this. Not a single person while he's running for president in the Democratic primary. Decided it was important to tell the American people that this was happening. This is who Eric Swalwell actually is. That he had spies in his office and sleeping with spies. And we're supposed to trust this guy with the presidency to have all of this information. You have no idea what conversations. And I'm not trying to be a conspiracy theorist. I'm saying we know how the spies work and we know how the Chinese work. That we do know, okay? We know how the Chinese government works, and we know what they could do. They may have had just one last conversation with him. They may have said, listen here, this is what you're going to do. This is what you're going to be in favor of, and this is how you're going to do things. And if you don't, we will then release all of this damaging information or embarrassing information or sexual information about you. Now, again, we don't know, but do we take that chance with a guy being the president of the United States of America? And how is it that the media never came out and talked about this? Because it was one of their guys. It's one of their people. They got to protect and defend their own, even if they're sleeping with Chinese spies. Even if they have spies in their office, they have been compromised. You've got to, at all costs, protect and defend the Democrats. That's what you got to do. So let the guy run for president. Let him attack Donald Trump for being an agent of Russia with no facts to back that up. Let him do it. Let him do it. Because, hey, he's one of ours. You cannot convince me that someone in the media did not have this information when he was running for president, and they deliberately chose not to put it out there. Can't tell me otherwise. I want to tell you real quick about the number one conservative organization in the country and a magazine that you need to get your hands on. AMAC has just put out their deep dive, and it's so cool. their deep dive into voter integrity and what has happened in each state and what needs to happen to protect and defend the integrity of all of our votes going forward. We know that there was corruption and shadiness in many states. We've seen that Texas has just sued multiple states saying that their elections did not follow the Constitution. Well, at AMAC, they're fighting to protect the integrity of our elections and make sure that you know what you need to do wherever you live to protect the integrity of your ballot and your vote. I want you to get the magazine for free. In fact, I want you to get the magazine for an entire year for free and get a full membership to AMAC for a year for free. 2.3 million conservatives are already members of AMAC. And right now is the time for you to become a member and try AMAC for free. All you have to do is go online to benfreeonline.com. That's benfreeonline.com. www.benfreeonline.com. Now, not only is the media doing everything they can to not cover this, right? They're not covering this. They apparently had this information and knew about this information when Swalwell was running for president, and they said, nope, not important. We're not going to do anything with it. Nancy Pelosi apparently knew about it, and she kept him on the Intelligence Committee. I want you to listen to this other part of what Tucker had to say about this last night on his show. It was a brilliant monologue explaining all of this.
Every turn, Eric Swalwell has remained a reliable source of Chinese government propaganda. As a member of the House Intelligence Committee, he styled himself as an expert at spotting foreign interference in our government, remarkably. As you may remember, Swalwell spent years accusing the sitting president of working for a hostile power.
The question has shifted from whether the president is working with the Russians to what evidence exists that the president is not working with the Russians.
Let me remind you, every clip you are hearing right now comes after the FBI has sat down with Swalwell and told him you have been compromised and that you're being spied on and that this woman is a spy and these people in your offices that have worked there are spies. And this is yet again how confident he is that he can go out there and do this and attack the president for Russian collusion, which didn't happen, for saying that he's an agent of Russia, which didn't happen, which has never happened. And we know didn't happen because of the 3-year-plus investigation witch hunt into it that found no collusion with Russia. It was a farce. It was all made up by Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party and Fusion GPS. It was literally made out of thin air. Just totally made up. This guy's compromise, he literally goes out there and is saying these things about the President of the United States of America and Russia, all because he knows that the media will cover for him. The White House press secretary, by the way, has just come out with a statement saying, for 4 years, President Trump was accused of being a Russian operative. It's absolutely breathtakingly remarkable that the entity that was under control of a foreign power was the Democrats, including Eric Swalwell. That is a statement from the White House press secretary. Now back to Swalwell in his own words, knowing that he can just go out there, say all this crap while he has been compromised and the media will cover for him.
He's betrayed our country, and I don't say that lightly. I worked as a prosecutor for 7 years, and
betraying the country. By the way, we want evidence before you say that. But you said an agent of Russia.
Yeah, he works on their behalf.
Do you still believe that the president is a Russian agent?
I think he acts on Russia's behalf, and he puts Russia's interests ahead too often of America's interests.
You're a member of judiciary. Do you believe the president right now has been an agent of the Russians?
Yes, I think there's more evidence than
agent.
He is. Yes, and I think all the arrows point in that direction, and I haven't seen a single piece of evidence that he's not.
Looking back, it's hard to watch that tape. The irony is overwhelming.
Let me say this before I let you hear what Tucker has to say, because my takeaway is, if you're saying this, is this because the Chinese are telling you to say this? If you are so compromised, as clearly Eric Swalwell was at this point, is this because you have a Chinese political gun at your head? Hey, you're going to go out there and accuse the president of collusion with Russia because we need to get rid of him and we can't stand what he's doing with China and standing up to China and he's hurting China. So we need to get rid of him. So we need you to impeach him. and you're going to do our work for us, Swalwell, because we have X, Y, and Z on you. I don't know that, but I'm saying it's not an insane idea that that's exactly what could have been taking place, because a normal, sane person would sit out these types of TV appearances if you, in fact, had been compromised by China. You would say, I'm not going there because I'm the last person in Congress that should be commenting on colluding with a nation since I've literally been involved in this. I've been compromised by another nation. I do not need to be the one on the Intelligence Committee pointing the finger at Donald Trump saying, you've been compromised. You are an agent of Russia. Why would Swalwell do this? Is he this insane, or was he just being controlled by the Chinese? It's a question I think he should have to answer.
It's always those who have the most to hide who attack other people for the very things they've done. Always. Even at the time he was saying that, it was very obvious to us that something was very wrong with Eric Swalwell. So 2 years ago, we asked Swalwell to come on this show and reveal the evidence he claimed he'd collected on Russian collusion. Swalwell came, couldn't turn down a TV opportunity. He made loud noises, and he left. He had no evidence. But he didn't stop making allegations. Here he is at a hearing with Jim Comey back in 2017.
I want to talk about the Kremlin playbook. And there are a number of ways that a foreign adversary could seek to influence a person. Do you agree with that?
Yes.
Financial?
Yes, that can be one.
Romance, you said, is another?
Yes.
Compromise?
Correct.
Setting up a compromise?
Sure, to execute on a compromise, yes.
How about inadvertently capturing a compromise? Meaning they have vast surveillance and you stumble into that surveillance and are caught in a compromise.
And then they take that information and try and use it to coerce you?
Right.
Yeah, that's part of the playbook.
Oh, it's part of the playbook. Part of the Kremlin playbook, Eric Swalwell says. So what they do, these foreign intel services, is they use sex, a honey trap, if you will, to set up a compromise. Uh-huh. Spoken like a man who knows that subject quite well. When the Russia hoax subsided, as it inevitably did because it was a lie, Swalwell turned his energies to his first love, which is defending the government of China from all criticism. In March, Swalwell told the rest of us that we are racist if we describe where the coronavirus came from originally. He said this on Twitter, quote,
by the way, again, let's go back to what I said a moment ago about this. If you're Eric Swalwell and you've been compromised by China, I'm pretty sure if you truly are not being controlled by somebody in China, you would be losing your mind. And you would be one of the biggest attackers of China. You would say, look, these guys suck. Let me tell you my story. And don't trust them. You cannot trust them. This is how evil they are. This is how bad they are. Whatever you do, don't trust them. Don't trust the Chinese. Not only is this guy like not offended by what happened to him, he's actually still out there defending China. Which, again, brings up the question, if you're out there defending China this way, why? Why are you out there defending China? What possibly could make you want to defend China after what you just went through? If you are innocent in all of this or not being controlled by China, why would you tweet saying, it's unfair to call it the Chinese virus? You know China doesn't care about people. You know that they'll screw with anybody. You understand that they'll screw with anybody. You get it, right? You understand just how bad the Chinese are firsthand, in theory, unless you are being compromised by China, and therefore you, for the rest of your life, have to protect and defend China and give them whatever you want so that your political career doesn't blow up in your face. Now, back to his tweet supporting China, saying, how dare you call it the Chinese virus?
When lawmakers refer to COVID-19 as a Chinese virus, they're not only misleading the public about a disease with confirmed cases in over 100 countries, they are stoking racism and xenophobia in our communities. Diseases don't have an ethnicity, period. So if you're bored sometime, take those words and type them into Google, and you will find analogs almost precisely to the word in Chinese state media. That's what he was repeating. If you ask Eric Swalwell, blaming the Chinese government for the coronavirus was a mistake. The right reproach is to defer to the Chinese government as much as you possibly can. In 2017, Swalwell expressed outrage that the Trump administration was taking too tough a position with China's ally, North Korea. He wrote this, quote, "The president's reckless and inconsistent North Korea strategy risks American lives. Instead," Swalwell demanded, "Trump must," quote, "talk to experts, allies, and China." Swalwell had been saying similar things for years. In 2013, for example, he demanded that we, quote, "engage China and Russia to keep Iran nuclear free." Do you notice a pattern here? Of course you do. And yet here's the amazing thing. As of tonight, with this, all this information public, Eric Swalwell, who has used his office to promote Beijing's talking points, almost word for word, ones that matter, by the way, a man who admits to a close personal relationship with an actual Chinese spy who helped him get elected to Congress, raised money for him, and put an intern, probably another spy, in his office, that man continues to serve on the House Intelligence Committee, where he has unrestricted access to classified information. How is this happening? Josh Hawley is the United States.
By the way, let me just wrap this up by saying the fact that this guy was able to run for president and this never came out, the fact that it's just coming out now after the election so that there's no way that people could hold Eric Swalwell, who was up for re-election, accountable for this, the fact that he felt comfortable enough to run for president and go on TV day and night, day and night, day and night for 3 years calling Donald Trump an asset of the Russian government while he was an actual asset of China, and a guy that is defending China every opportunity he can, with almost the exact talking points of Chinese government, and he's still getting classified information tonight, today, tomorrow. And he's still on the House Intelligence Committee, and nobody on the left is saying, "Hey, man, you got to go. Hey, man, you can't be on the Intelligence Committee, bro. Sorry. You're compromised." Welcome to the Democratic Party. The question every one of us should be asking ourselves right now is, whose side are they really on? Side of America or the side of China? And I'll leave it at that.